Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
I came across an article we mentioned while we were off here that we wanted to talk a little bit about, because it's, for me as a dude, although I'm taken and in a steady relationship for a very long time.
Yes, the relationship, you have.
It's that some guys are willing to step up and on the popular forum site like Reddit and ask the female users, you know, it's really important to get that second date with someone that you really like.
Yeah, yeah.
So how about to the female Reddit community or the forum community?
Right.
What have guys done for you that made you want to go on a second date with them?
The response is, well, there's like 15 really good things. Some of them, you know, may not be comfortable for you, Gizla. No, that's too much. But I found that when you go home and they text you and they said, I had a really great night with you, right away, not waiting to the next day or till, you know, the following week. It's like, that's really nice. Just say, I really had a great time with you last night. That gives you like, okay, that's great. And you should respond back, I think, and say, I had a great time. I hope, you know, I hope I get to see you again. They don't call you, but you get to feel good about that. But the other one I loved is he put his hand on my back to guide me through a crowd. Hello.
Oh yeah?
That is such a not it's right in the middle of the back. It's not the bum. It's not, you know, just kind of guides me through when you're navigating through a crowd. That tells me care. That tells me I'm with you. I'm going to help you get through the crowd with me. What do you think?
It's Caitlin? Like, I love that one because it reminds me too of someone who always shifts so that you're walking on the inside of the sidewalk.
Yes, I like that too.
And you know, that obviously is a tradition that dates from back way when people used to throw chamber pots out of their windows.
Right.
And it was so that it would hit the guy instead of the girl.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think it still serves the same practical purpose.
No,
but there's
nice.
Something about the protection element in the consideration that's really sweet.
Yeah. And manners. That's part of the manner thing. It's like, you know, a plate to the wait staff, opening the car door, holding hand out to get, help me out of the car, pulling the chair out of the table when we're going to have dinner, no interrupting, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just the things that used to be common, says one person, is so refreshing to see it again. Those are really nice things. There's no money exchange there. That's just like being a nice person.
One common thread that I did see in a number of the replies was actually listening.
Yeah, right.
Actually in genuinely engaging and listening to not just the conversation that you're having on the first date, but maybe text conversations that you had before on dating apps or something like that, remembering and caring to remember.
Yeah, and a lot of people said too, like having those little inside jokes that get created because you remember a moment that you both laughed at or something that you said, and then all of a sudden, I find, at least for me, when I would create an inside joke with somebody, that's when I knew that there was a real connection there.
Yeah,
because you're like, you're laughing about something together. It's an experience only the two of you share.
Right, right.
It's
that's
cool.
Right. Yeah. One person said, I initiated sex out of drunken nervousness, and he said he didn't want to do that on the first date.
Well,
and she said, and I really appreciate his self-restraint. And went, okay, because she was nervous. She drank a little too much.
Yeah.
And then that happened. He went, no, I don't do that on the first date. That's great.
I actually think that's more common for guys than you think. Like, I have a lot of guy friends, and they'll say that they do that. I think sometimes guys get a bad reputation. I mean, of course, some people are going to take the opportunities that are presented to them.
Yeah.
I think some guys actually, like, put the brakes on things more often than you might assume.
We usually ask you what you didn't like about your first date, so it didn't lead to a second date. But we thought these are the nice little things we could do as the weekend's coming up.
Yeah.
So I think, as a dude, advice for dudes, if I could sum it up, actually listening, friendly, thoughtful follow-up.
Right.
And good manners.
Good manners. There you go.
Easy as that. And now we have some special guests in this studio.
Oh, two of my favorite people in the world.
Danielle Graham and Lainey Louie.
Yay.
Welcome.
And not for an E-Talk Entertainment update.
No.
This is a bigger deal than that. I hate to tell them that, but that's true. It's this new show called Love Island. So tell me about this show and tell me what you two guys are doing about it.
Well, Love Island is a huge international hit.
Yes.
Started in the UK, and now it's like, it has its own version in so many other countries around the world, and North America is getting Love Island. Tonight premieres, 8 o'clock, can't wait.
So what's the setup? You're on an island.
Let me break it down.
Okay.
Yeah. 11 super hot, like, won the DNA lottery type of people.
on an island. Six guys, five girls.
Six guys,
five. Six girls, five guys. Sorry, I got that
backwards. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. So, but the numbers aren't really, they're not even, as you can see. You got to pair up to stay. So if you want to avoid a dumping, it's called.
Yeah.
You got to find a match. You got to find a
match.
It's
like musical chairs.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the last one left out.
That's right. Yes. They're hoping to find love and a bedmate. I think.
In Fiji.
Yeah. And we're going to watch it all unfold. There's hundreds of cameras capturing their every single move. So you'll see a lot.
And there's fun and games.
Yeah.
Yes. They throw in new islanders along the way. So you think you have a couple that's paired up. And then they'll throw in someone new and hot into the mix. Fresh blood.
And what's the prize at the end? Do they get like...
There's a cash prize.
Okay, seriously, because I don't think the love match is
going to be
enough. And love. And love, baby. So after we watch the show, which starts at what time?
8 p.m. tonight. 8 p.m.
Every night, though.
Yes.
Every night.
Every night. Okay. Yeah. This is going to be fun. Because I saw some pictures from the UK and I'm like, wow, this is going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
Then you have a show called After Sun.
We do. And that airs Saturday nights on CTV. And that's going to recap everything and dissect everything we saw during the 5 nights of the week, Monday to Friday. So we'll have special guests. We've got ex-Islanders coming on. The ones coming on this week, super hot. Like... Really hot guy from the UK show. Yeah. So they'll break down what they saw. We'll make predictions. We've got a live audience. Mm-hmm. So people can participate.
Well, we know we got a live audience because we're going to give them away right now. 416-870-1045. You have to be 19 years or older.
You do.
You have to be. We got two passes to attend the taping of After Sun with Lainey and Danielle on Friday, July 12th. And I'm looking forward to that one. So when you guys have these discussions, so I can just imagine, Lainey, you have these discussions. Like, you're going to get right into the behavior and the whole deal, right?
Danielle and I love drama. And we consider ourselves drama experts.
Right.
On body language, on chemistry. Yes. So we'll be breaking down the drama that's unfolded over the last week, just like everybody else will.
Yes, at home.
The country is going to be transfixed by this show. Yeah. This is the... You know how everybody talked about Game of Thrones when it was
on?
Yes. The producers of Love Island are comparing the hype to Love Island to Game of Thrones. Like, every day we're going to wake up and we're going to say to each other, did you see what happened on Love Island?
Now, this, again, you said the show's been around for a little bit, but where did it start? Like, who started this show?
In the UK.
In the UK. Yeah. Of course, only in the UK.
Yeah.
Now, the 90-minute premiere is tonight at 8 on CTV.
Yes.
Tell us about the companion app. Now, there's a Love Island app that you can download before the premiere.
So you as a fan and a viewer have the chance to play a role in how this whole thing plays out. If you want another couple to go on a date, you could say, I want Richie and Marilyn to go on a date. So now you're leaving your respective other partners and we're forcing you to go on a date because maybe we think that that's a love match.
That's
amazing. We're also, if you don't like somebody, you as an audience member, you could say, I'm a big fan, vote that person out. So we're saying tap that app, the Love Island app.
But you know what? It also saves people. Like, there have been, in the past, in the UK, there have been some people who have no love game. I mean, they just keep striking out. But you as a fan can tap that app and keep that person around. You can help them with their love game. You can give them a second and a third and a fourth chance.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's kind of like the Hunger Games. You know?
You know what? It really is, but it really dies.
Nobody dies.
That's good. Nobody dies. They just get hurt for the rest of their lives. Well, I think you two are the perfect host to do this show.
Thank you.
You're going to have so much fun.
We can't wait.
We can't wait for that, too. So we're going to get our winners, caller 25 and 26, to be a part of the audience. And we look forward to seeing the show tonight, and we'll follow you. And your show, After Sun's, going to be on every...
Saturday night.
Okay. All right, Lainey and Danielle, that's so much fun. Do you want to say anything on the air? Can I say congratulations?
Yes.
Danielle Grain's going to have another baby.
Yay!
A January baby.
That ties really nicely into Love Island, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's all about love.
When you go to Love Island, that's what happens, Danielle.
Thanks,
thank
girls.
Thank you so much.
Love Island starts tonight at 8, and don't forget to download the official Love Island app so you can interact and tap that app, as they say. And it's going to be big. It's going to be huge. And After Sun debuts this coming Saturday night. It's going to be great. Thanks for coming by.
Jamar is on vacation. Richie Favolero is sitting in. Hello, Richie.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hello.
Now, you know, we are known for causing problems, but we're also known for solving some problems.
Yes,
here and there.
We like to think so.
Or our attempts at solving problems.
Or starting a dialogue, as they say in therapy.
That's right. We're so famous at starting dialogues that some people frequently send us emails asking us questions. Our opinion, maybe a little bit of help. One in particular here that we got says, can I read this?
Sure, do it.
Okay. This is the first summer that my family's ever had a swimming pool, and with all the heat already, we've been in it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, though, we've had our neighbors walk over by our chain-link fence around the pool to make small talk. The people on both sides of us don't have a pool, but they do have lots of screaming kids. They didn't come right out and ask if they could take a dip, but both my husband and I felt like they were fishing for an invite. It's so uncomfortable, and I'm not sure how to handle this. Don't get me wrong, we like our neighbors, but we got this pool for our family, and I'm afraid if I invite them once, they'll expect it to be a regular occurrence. How do we avoid becoming the pool neighbors without shutting them all out?
Yeah, I tell you, when you get that pool and it gets really hot, and you got that chain link fence, and you can see the fun that's happening over there, you become the best friend when you're a little kid to the kid who owns the pool, even if you don't like them. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Let's be friends with, you know, Larry, because Larry's got a pool.
It was the Sargentsons in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they had the neighborhood pool.
Yeah.
Looking back, I feel for them.
I do, too. And I just remember hoping that they would invite me to the pool, which when they did, it was like the best ever.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer this other than to say enjoy your pool or build a new fence.
That's true.
You know, I mean, if you like, I know what you say. It's a slippery slope about the pool. But people that own pools, maybe you should weigh in at, 104536 in Texas and let us know how you handle this. Because I don't have a pool, but I remember being that kid in the neighborhood that wanted to go. But that chain link fence and that kind of conversation that you probably never had before the pool was built.
Yeah.
That is a little uncomfortable. Yeah. I get that.
My parents put in a pool.
Oh, did they? Yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago, and I'll tell you, if I go up there and there's a heat wave on,
mm-hmm.
I'll see strangers from the neighborhood hanging out. My mom and dad are the type who won't say no.
Okay.
They're friendly types.
Yeah.
And their pool is open to, of course, friends. Yeah, they're friends, strangers yeah. to me because yeah. I don't know those people in the neighborhood.
Sure.
But, you know, my mom's she's one of those types. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, come on over and cool down in the pool. But some people are like, yeah, build an 8-foot fence.
Yeah. My problem too, a little bit, is that I'm concerned that I will be responsible for the kids in the pool, that this will become a babysitter for the neighbors.
Yeah.
And that is my fear. I mean, I got to watch my kids as it is.
You're not a lifeguard.
Yeah. So if the conversation comes up, say, listen, I know we make a lot of noise, we're having fun in the pool, but we've decided for insurance purposes that we cannot afford to bring other people in the pool. Well, we'll come and watch the kids. No, it's just an insurance risk for us. So we're just going to keep it as the family. There's my quick answer.
Let
right
me
there.
Tell you, as someone who has friends that live on a lake and
yes.
they did deal with an injury that happened sort of on their property.
Yes.
And what it did to the relationship with the people that were injured and what it did to their insurance claims. That is actually a great point, Marilyn. That's a really practical thing to bring up. Yeah. Maybe just have like a once or twice per season pool party, like a pool opening party and a pool closing
great
party.
Idea.
If you want to yeah. share it with somebody, it's like yeah. invite everybody
but,
over. It's all hands on deck.
But I understand that though, you know, that could lead to something. We hope you get invited again. I honestly would put the insurance thing in the front. If that really concerns you, I don't think they want them over
yeah.
at all. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't, then just don't.
Don't but do it.
We have somebody who texted us,
yeah.
says, someone's family came up with this idea. They had a pool invite flag. When the flag was up, anyone could come over and swim. When the flag was down, it was private family time.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, think about it. But look into your insurance before you agree to even have an opening and a closing.
Absolutely.
All right.
You know how basically when you, you order a pizza, you take a slice out and the dog comes over and looks at you?
Yeah.
Just stares at you?
Yes.
Like, are you going to give me some?
Yeah, like.
So basically we got an email from someone who's in sort of the same situation, only the pizza is a brand new swimming pool
mm-hmm.
and the dog is her neighbor's.
That's right. And they've got a chain link fence surrounding the pool, which is a safety feature, but it also allows the neighbors to see what's happening in their backyard with their new pool. And, you know, this is so exciting for them. They want to keep this pool. They want to make sure it's just family time. And then they see that the neighbors keep talking to them, kind of fishing to
come
over for an invite. I mean, we little when we were little kids, we did that all the time. So I brought up the fact of, you know, and they don't want to really do that because then they feel that it's going to be like a, you know, downhill after that. Then the kids will be dropped off and then they'll be babysitting the kids all the time. And I mentioned something about insurance. Okay, I don't know. I thought, you know what? Oh, we got to be careful about the insurance. So anyway, Tammy called. Good morning, Tammy. How did you deal with your family pool?
We were the only one in our neighborhood that put in a pool. And to deal with the issue with kids coming over wanting to swim and parents sending their kids over, we had our lawyer come up with a 12-page form that as an insurance waiver they had to sign.
Yeah.
And not one parent wanted to sign that form. So that solved their problem.
Wow. Wow. And how much did that cost for you to pull that, you know, document?
About $400. It was totally worth it because I didn't have to worry about babysitting other people's kids.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if the kid came over, I would send the form home with them, say, have your parents sign this, and then you're welcome to come to the pool. And we had a sign posted that you couldn't be in our pool unless you had your waiver signed.
Wow. Do you have a chain link fence or do you have a, like, what kind of a fence do you have?
We ended up putting up a wood fence.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yep.
All right. That's great, Tammy. Thanks for that great advice.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been getting lots of texts. Everybody's talking about what they did with their pools or what happened with their neighbor's pools.
I think we've really struck a chord here. So someone texted in from Toronto and said, I have a pool. My neighbors constantly look for a babysitter in us by sending their kids over. And it gets so expensive because it always winds up turning into a barbecue. Right?
Oh, of course. Summertime.
And food and money.
So,
and yeah.
It ends up being so much work for me and so much money. Now, someone else said, I'm usually a nice person, but once a young kid of 11 or 12, a girl I hardly knew at all who lived four blocks away, showed up at the door uninvited, wearing her bathing suit, towel in hand. I made her play down in the basement and she never came over unannounced again.
That's amazing. Listen, you know,
Great friend.
Before my family had a pool.
Yeah.
We suited up, we grabbed the towels, and we rode our bikes to the public pool where there's a lifeguard.
Yes.
And you hang out.
Yeah.
And it all was good.
So did we, North Park Pool.
There are so many public pools.
And here's what can happen if you start inviting people over and you are okay with it. Someone from Guelph texted in and said, we have a pool, and we would often invite some of our neighbors to come swim, even if it felt like they were fair weather friends because of it. At one point, we went on vacation for 2 weeks. We came back to find out that they'd been using it while we were gone without our permission. Definitely be careful who you share it with, because even if you were gone and didn't give them permission,
And something happened,
that could really be an insurance risk.
Sure, sure. Now with all the cameras and everything now, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been...
A can of worms.
A can of worms.
It's enlightening. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Someone named Joanne texted in and said that the best neighbor is a fence.
Fences make great neighbors. That's right.
I think everyone in this segment now agrees with you, Joanne.
Yeah. Well, thanks everybody for weighing in on that one.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
A new feature from Instagram is trending this morning. It's aimed at making people reconsider posting mean comments on other users' posts. So the new feature will analyze a comment that you're about to post, and if something in it appears to be confrontational, the app is going to ask you, do you really want to post that? So Instagram says that early tests show it encourages some people to undo their comment altogether or to post something less hurtful once they've had a chance to reflect. Now, I tried to put a little inflection on some people because it's not going to work.
You can still send it through.
Yeah, you can still send it through if you choose to. Now, for the people who don't take the chance to reflect and post something less hurtful, there's another new feature, and it's going to allow you to keep certain posters' comments from appearing on your feed publicly without them knowing that you're filtering them out.
Like hiding a post on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so Instagram says that blocking or, you know, muting users can actually escalate situations because sometimes, like on Twitter, if you block someone, it says that you've been blocked.
Yeah.
And people will screenshot someone blocking them and kind of take it as like a point of pride.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they blocked me because they can't take my free speech. Well, really, you're just being a jerk, so they probably are tired of hearing from you.
But muting is a different thing. Muting, they can't tell.
Yeah, and hiding is going to be the same kind of thing. So it'll just hide it so that you don't see their posts anymore, but they won't know that you've hidden their posts. So
I like that.
You've got to figure out a way to keep the trolls at bay. Otherwise, people are going to continue to leave social media. We're seeing all these new statistics that say Generation Z is not using social media in the same way anymore. And it's because they find a lot of these parts of social media really unenjoyable and bad for it. It ruins your day.
It does. I don't care how strong you think you are as a person or how you feel as a person when you get something that's hurtful. It really does stick with you. You try to work yourself out of it, but it's really hurtful. And by the way, I've blocked a lot of people that are just mean. I go to their Twitter site, for example.
Yeah.
Not Instagram, but Twitter. And I go, well, you've not said one good thing about anybody. I'm going to block you.
Yeah. I think it's a form of self-care.
I do, too.
I find it soothing to block and delete things. So, it's just a cool new thing that Instagram's trying.
Good.
The hashtag Disneyland fight is trending.
I heard about that.
And unfortunately, this hashtag is literal, and it applies to a viral video showing a fight that broke out at Disneyland's Toontown, which has prompted an investigation by police in Anaheim, California. So they released a statement yesterday, and they said that everyone involved in the incident is part of the same family. And so
good gracious.
I know, they're looking at the potential for filing criminal charges. I would imagine they'd like to speak to the parents because there are children who are nearby in this video. And I guess it just wasn't the happiest place on earth for that moment in time.
All I could think of was Goofy was fighting with Daisy Duck when you said Toontown fighting.
No.
But in fact, it's a family visiting Toontown.
These weren't employees. These were actually guests. And so they're looking into finding these people. But this reminds me of that fight that broke out at a Little League game recently. Mm-hmm.
The parents.
And again, as it relates to the previous story we just covered about all these mean comments and, Taylor Swift's whole thing, you need to calm down. I do really feel like overall, people need to calm down. Take a breath. Save it to drafts. That's a phrase that I picked up.
Walk away.
Walk away.
Yeah, that's right.
Save it to drafts. You don't need to fight in Toontown.
Yeah. Tyrone's so excited. He wants to talk about the Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello story.
My turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Go for it.
Okay, so Shawn Mendes, who I love so dearly.
And you have partied with.
I've partied with him quite a few times.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not trying to make it seem like we're just out partying all the time, but quite a few times. We have a few mutual friends.
Okay.
Shout out to Ronnie Ray. And I know, I've seen him around Haley. I've seen him out and about. And I think that this is a good look for him. You know what? I'm not going to think about all the naysayers. I'm going to think about what I came here to say. I came here to say that Camila Cabello last night posted something that people are saying cryptic. Tyrone Edwards thinks it's not so cryptic.
Okay, what is it?
It says, you're going to lose yourself from time to time. Come back. Come back to what your heart knows. No matter how long you've been gone, come back.
So,
hello. You're walking down the street. We got a video that we played exclusively on E-Talk last night.
Yes.
They're walking down the street. She's like skipping. They're holding hands at the 4th of July party at Nobu.
Yeah.
Which everybody was at. They were like super like all over each other. Not like kissing or anything like that. But they're very affectionate, very touchy-feely, and hanging out with each other. Like, now, come on. This is new. This is new behavior.
Yeah.
This is something that hasn't happened before. So for me, I think that if there's a change in behavior, there's got to be a reason. So I'm just hoping that the reason is authentic.
That everybody was shipping Shamila right from the start and just the stars brought them together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So then
and the song, you guys.
And
the video
first. It's hot. Okay.
If you're listening right now and you haven't seen the video, just check out Senorita.
Okay, so I want to tell you, she just broke up with her they went together for about 18 months, Matthew Hussey.
That's
she's
long
free
term.
Again. That's long term in Hollywood. Yeah. That's golden years for sure. And we don't really know that he's been associated with anybody really since Haley, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so Caitlin Green had something to say to weigh in on this whole situation, because we're wondering if this relationship is just fun and new and or is it platonic or more than that.
I think it's promo. Sorry.
Because why?
Because they have a single out, and because when she's in this past relationship with Matthew Hussey, you didn't see this every single place. You didn't see them, posting to each other, openly spending weekends together, doing photo ops, skipping around parking lots with your hands being held.
No.
Knowing that the paparazzi are everywhere, I call Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Ah. Because they let us on, right, Tyrone?
Yeah, they did play us.
Okay, all right.
I got played. I hope I'm not getting played again.
I don't think it's necessarily getting played. I just think they're letting everyone's imaginations run wild because they know that they have a single to promote. So why do they need to comment on anything about it at all? They
well, shenanigans.
I'm going to run with your thought for a second, though, Caitlin.
Okay,
this is important.
Let's start.
We cover these things, entertainment news. These things matter to us, and it matters to our audience as well. So it is getting played. They are playing us if it's not true, because if me and you were to walk down the alleyway holding hands and you spinning around in circles, people are going to think, I'm going to think. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You can't do stuff like that and be like, it's promo. It's fraudulent.
Offended, I'm hurt. Even think that.
I'm still hurt by Lady Gaga.
I know. I'm gonna go by this.
How could you guys play us like
that? I'm going to go by this theory, too. I think that the two of them really like each other.
Yes.
They've worked together before.
Yes.
And then she was with in my terms, a much older man for a while, who's a very serious guy who is really talks about therapy and relationships. Now they're no longer together. You know, okay, so it was kind of like maybe a father figure a little bit. I don't know. So now she's out having fun with her friend. And just having a good time.
The way she was skipping looked jovial.
Yeah, like, I'm out. I'm having fun. I'm the age I'm supposed to be because they're the same age.
I've read interviews with him, too, where he talks about, you know, having sisters and being so comfortable with having female friends and being comfortable around women. I don't question that. I just think the timing is so suspect with the release of this hot, steamy single.
Oh. Right. I'm going to post this on my Instagram and do a little poll.
Cause
I'm not going to lie to you. I came here to say the story in one way, but it's starting to feel real suspect to me.
You have 30 seconds to talk about my dear friend Wendy Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, in other dating news, Wendy Williams is open about the fact that she is dating someone. She was dating like this ex-con before, but that's
she
not working out.
She's got a shopping spree.
She's got a doctor
never a good
in
sign.
His 50s. Again, age appropriate. If that, I mean,
all talk show hosts should date doctors and then marry them.
You know, it's early in the morning. You might be feeling groggy from last night's sleep. You might be a shift worker, starting to get a little tired after work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just got to nod off. Hopefully that's at home on the couch or in your bed, but sometimes, let's face it, it can be in the most public of places. And so we'd like to ask this question of you and this sort of round table of discussion that we have going on here. Where is the strangest public place that you've ever fallen asleep?
We kept Tyrone Edwards here because he has to move on to another show. But we thought, Tyrone, has this ever happened to you? Where
you
and when?
Oh, I have to start it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yes.
All right. So please don't hate me. This is just my lived experience. So it was a big production. Made it all the way to Vegas and paid quite the good dollar to attend this show. Mm-hmm. I was with an ex and family, and we all got dolled up, ready to go. And I was sitting there watching Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo's Vegas show.
Yeah, you know.
You fell asleep during what?
You know, there's somebody driving to work tired right now because they went to the show and they had a great time. And listen, I hope you had a great time, and I'm not trying to take away from that. But my lived experience is I was sitting there, and I was just like, oh, boy. And I can fake it to you, Marilyn. I can fake it to you, Rich. I can fake it to you, Caleb. Caitlin, I can't fake it to myself. And so I was not enjoying myself, and there I went. And they're like, Tyrone, are you sleeping? I'm like, no. What do you mean sleeping? I'm resting my eye, my contacts are dry and such. And then I fell asleep like 20 minutes later, and I just held it, mouth open. They got a video of me. And,
no.
Oh. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Tired, not interested. Time change, not interested. Not a J-Lo fan, tired.
I'm definitely a J-Lo fan.
Yeah,
I've had pictures of her on my wall forever. But listen, it was just a combination of both.
Yeah.
You know, I'd been drinking quite a bit.
Adult
beverages and such.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Happened to you there, Richie?
It happens. Yeah. Mine, I wasn't with anybody else. I happened to be by myself. I was on my way home. At the time, I lived in Etobicoke. Shout out Rathburn and West Mall.
Hey.
East Mall, rather. And I was on my way home on the subway. And fell asleep somewhere around Spadina.
Ah!
Heading west. I was supposed to get off at Kipling.
Yeah.
It was late. And when I woke up, I was at Victoria Park Station on the far east end of the city the last subway of the evening.
Oh, no.
So, first of all, did someone wake you up? Did you wake up
on
your own?
I finally woke up because it wasn't the end of the line yet.
Yeah.
But I woke up at Victoria Park, scrambled out looking for a TTC, somebody I could talk to, find out where I was and how to get home.
Where am I?
And after I left the station, it must have been 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, looking for the bus stop. I started to go the wrong way down Victoria Park.
Oh,
it was like, directionless.
Where is the bus stop?
Yeah.
So eventually I found the bus stop, got on the blue light.
Sure.
The Blue Knight.
Blue Knight.
Yeah.
Down Bloor. I got on the bus, and the bus driver says, no, the one that's heading west is on the other side. Go to the other corner. There he is now.
Oh, did you get there?
I finally got there.
What a day. What a night.
I tell you, terrifying.
Wow, a bus ride from Vic Park over to Kipling. Like, how long was that? Like, 2 hours?
Long time.
Oh, my.
And then a walk from Dundas all the way up.
Oh, dude, think about that for a second. You said Rathburn?
Yeah,
Rathburn. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Worst night of my life.
Yeah, wow. That really is the worst night ever.
Yeah.
Richie, that's terrible.
That's an adventure, a journey, and boy, what a slug. That must have been awful.
I fell asleep in the movie Elf. I've got nothing on your story. I was just hungover, honestly. Honestly, that's what it was.
I fell asleep when sent by Mervish. Hello, Mervish. I love you all so much. When they used to send us on trips to New York.
Yeah.
They sent us to Rent.
Oh.
And that was a snore. I hate that show. I don't like it. I hate it. Pay the Rent. Shut up.
You sided with the landlord.
I did.
Pay the Rent.
And I was third row in. And you win that big song, 365 days.
It's 525.
Yeah, whatever. I woke up and, yeah, whatever that is. And see, I didn't even know that. And that's when they woke me up.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, and it's just because I was bored.
Yeah, and we're all just living our truth here.
We're living our truth. Yep. All right.
We're all guilty of it at some point or another.
Thanks, everyone, for letting us know.
Thanks, guys.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.